This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
It's Stevenson head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, this one kind of got away a little bit in the first quarter, just not able to get sort of back on footing from there.
Well, yeah, you know, they got it on us quick, you know, right off the bat. We told them, you know, we got to stop, and, you know, Don runs the field, we turn it over, and they get an easy one. So it's kind of the story of the first quarter. We had to kind of scrap our whole defensive plan and came up with a whole new one, and I thought we competed for the last three quarters, you know, 9-8 in goals, but they got us 9-1. Thought we did some good things, but, you know, we got to face off better. Our young face-off guys, you know, been doing great, but, you know, they kind of, you know, were a little nervous. You know, Ben didn't play well in the first quarter, but, you know, at all, he didn't have any saves, gave up 9. But it is what it is, you know. I don't think this game's going to define us. That's a good team. They were really ready to go. They shot the ball extremely well. Just talking to Coach Kuhn afterwards, he was even surprised how well they shot it, you know. So, but, you know, we gave up topside a lot, and, you know, we just kind of missed some assignments. But once we changed up and went to shutting off the two guys and played our poles, I thought they really struggled at times. And we just kind of, we didn't, you know, we gave them some man-up stuff and some transition stuff, but which we'll clean up. So a lot we can work on, but, you know, the start wasn't good, and we got to do better, you know. But we'll be back.
Coach, the ground ball stats are 50-35.
Yep.
Since I was here, I don't know if we've ever lost a ground ball battle. No, we never really have.
And that's, you know, something. We're always a pretty good ground ball team. And but, you know, we missed a lot of them. Went for the body. We got to go for balls. And they're crafty. They got a lot of crafty guys that are goosing it around and doing some few things. So I'll give them credit. They made a lot of great plays. But we'll be back. I think we'll play much better down the stretch here.
You mentioned Ben struggled in the first quarter. Connor really played well after he entered the game. Do you sort of reconsider what you're doing there?
Well, we got to talk this practice and stuff. But, you know, Connor proved well that he deserves another start, I think. So we'll see. You know, Ben was just a little nervous. Unfortunately, he played really great in practices and in the scrimmages. He played really great. And so it's just kind of disappointing. I feel bad for Ben because he's actually played pretty well. And some of the shots, you know, we need to have those saves. I think there's, you know, five or six of those shots that went in, I think we got to have if we're going to be good. Their goalie had them, and if we want to get to the next level, you know, we can't have a, you know, I think the goalies know that we need to play better there.
Coach, with a couple big games coming up, Western New England next week and then Salisbury right away, what is the message to the team kind of as you guys go forward?
Well, you know, we got to be tougher, you know, and I tell them, but I think we'll play better. I think you saw how we compete and we get out there. You know, we didn't give up. And, you know, even though we gave up a few at the end there, you know, we were within striking distance for a little bit there. And we just had to make a few more plays. So, you know, we'll be all right, and we'll get after them and coach them up and do what we can. Let's just say, you know, we just had that tough first quarter. We made too many mistakes, missed ground ball here, and they score, and a couple little things and got away from us, and that's what happens.
This is the second game of the season. Long time to go.
We'll be all right.
Long time to go. Coach, appreciate you coming up here to spend a couple minutes with us.
Thank you.